When Upanishad says, may you meditate upon something, the object of meditation is always Ishvara. Ishvara means the total, something total, either total power or total sukshma or total gross matter, Virat or Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara. But the mind is definitely incapable of visualizing, meditating upon the total. And because what is in microcosm alone is in the macrocosm. Macrocosm and microcosm are in every level, at gross level, subtle level, much subtler level also. Microcosm and macrocosm are essentially one. Because only Maya, one matter. Doesn't matter in subtle level or gross level. Because manifestation is in different levels. So we have to analyze from the grossest level. Start our analysis from the grossest level. And that's why this analysis also makes the mind subtle, first of all. The gross mind, which is not sharp enough to see much subtler facts, is really made to see differently, you know, through this exercise. It's sort of exercise actually for the mind. So meditation actually is here, you understand, and then you can't visualize the whole. And what is in Vyashti and Samashti are essentially what is essentially one. Therefore, may you have the Vyashti as the Alambanam for the Samashti Upasanam. The object of meditation is Samashti only. But the Alambanam in which, upon which you visualize the Samashti is the Vyashti. So you took the Samashti, Vyashti Sthula Deha as an Alambanam, you know, upon which you visualized the Samashti Sthula. And now Vyashti Sukshma you take and you, upon which you visualize this Samashti Prana. So here Upanishad doesn't say much. Come on, all the, it is the Samashti Prana which alone makes all these beings alive. All these beings are different forms, different containers, okay? Devaha, Manushyaha, Pashavaha, all of them survive, all of them breathe, hey Prana, and that is why in the very beginning of the Shanti Mantra, Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo, Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo, Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. There we are invoking the grace of Hiranyagarbha. Why? Because it is, I breathe in and breathe out in you actually. In you I breathe, is it breathe out in you again? You, the very life is what now? Life is in all the beings is you. The longevity of life is determined by you. Longevity is you. The life is you. Without you, where is the life for this thula? Therefore, this way, anupranati, ayuryanti. So these words are said. And therefore, because the samashti prana alone is there and everything as samashti prana is also Brahma, all pervasive. We use the word Brahman loosely for, you know, samashti prana, samashti, sthula bhuta, prapancha, everything use the word Brahma. Ultimately, you have to arrive at the actual Brahma. So this analysis, because wherever you have aham buddhi, that is taken for analysis now. First, the sthula deha is taken for analysis. Then we are made to see, come on, this is not just a separate entity here. It is part of the whole, the sthula prapancha. Then that is how you are cognitively helped to resolve your individuality at the physical level. I am the physical body, this physical body you resolve in the total gross matter. Then what, when you resolve the individual gross body, understand essential reality with that total gross matter, when you resolve, cognitively when you resolve, then that helps you to thin your, weaken your ahankara. It doesn't remove the ahankara. It does not remove the ahankara. By knowing this gross body is the total gross matter, essentially they are one and the same. This knowledge, what does it do? So what if it is gross matter? That is not the idea here. It is a gross matter means so what means so, you cannot think that you are the gross body. You resolve the essence in the body also what now? You can't totally take, totally can't give the identity with the physical body. It's not that easy. There's a cognitive dwelling upon the fact again and again and again is what meditation. Understand the fact first. You don't even know the fact. What the fact is, you do not know. Upanishad helps you to see the fact. I want you to understand the fact and dwell upon the fact again and again and again. Think about the fact. Then it will help you ascertain the fact. What? This is all just the matter. When you say this is all the matter, that will help you to take the aham sense, I sense. Not physically. Physically you cannot take the I sense from the body, isn't it? At least cognitively resolve the I sense. Other than that, no, it becomes, ahankara becomes thin means what? Ahankara does not die totally. Ahankara becomes weak, that's all. Doesn't die. That means deha, abhimana, I am the body, also identity with the body also will become less. That will become, no, it won't be, the strong identity will not be there. It will help. So it's really gradual. Dwelling upon the fact only will help you to gradually weaken the ahankara, to give up the deha abhimana. Gradually, not overnight. Only when you understand, yes, I do not know what I am yet. I do not know what I am actually. What I do not know yet. But still I am not the gross body is very clear. Then that is when you are ready for entering into the pranamayatma. Then Upanishad says, come on, now you understood. Now this is a kosha, not the atma anymore. Now come on, let me tell you. There is anyontara atma pranamayaha. Anyaha antaha antaraha pranamayaha. Then what is this prana? Vyakti prana shakti, pranaha, involved in five different functions. The shakti is involved in five different functions. So what are these functions? Are subtle. Not the grass, isn't it? They're much subtle. You can't see, you can't, it's intangible also. Because they're subtle. And this, okay, now it has no form of its own, it assumes the form of the physical form. So, Purusha Vidhatam Anu. Purusha Vidhatam means what? Purusha Vidha, Enda Vidham or Anda Vidham. Purusha Vidha means, the Purusha is here means a physical form. So, Purusha Vidhatam means it assumes the, in keeping with the physical form it occupies, it assumes that physical form. It has no form of its own. That's the main lesson. That is why, when in keeping with one, suppose if you leave the physical body next janma, suppose frog or cockroach, it becomes a small and then it will be there. Of course, having been born human being, having lived a clean life, being exposed to Vedanta at least, this much, you'll all be free. So you won't be going. So don't need to worry. Worry about that. You won't be poured into something else. Therefore, so it's all not possible. So that is there. Definitely the forms vary, isn't it? And this prana also is what actually this prana, you understand again the indestructibility of matter at different levels also. Physical level also matter is not destroyed. But it does undergo the change. What about the shakti energy then? Energy it obtains in the gross also. Obtaining in the physical forms also is indestructible. Energy has to be merged in the total energy only. Therefore, energy also is not destroyed. And this is what is prana, analyzing what this prana is all about. involved in this, all this, I see the, I understand the functions happening, and every function determines, for me, explains the power being manifest. That Shakti, without which the function is impossible, the Shakti is what now we say Prana Shakti, isn't it? Prana Shakti energy, we say, that is again what now, part of the cosmic energy only. There is no such individual energy sitting alone separately. It's all total energy only. It divided here, it's a being part of the thing only. You understand that also. This it helps you to understand. And when the death happens, what is death actually? Departure of this prana from this sthula is the death. Because the prana is not there, the energy being not there, then actually what happens? The functions cannot happen. The functions are not there, it becomes dead. Functions have to happen for the body to be alive. And the functions have to happen means energy must be there. Isn't it? That Shakti leaves. The Shakti is always continuously retained, you know. That is why Udana's job is retained, doesn't allow. From day one you are born. And part of the ends, some order works. And how it releases, it lets go. It goes for Udana goes, everything will go. And with the, you know, that is why we say death means again what happens to this prana. Prana also is not destroyed at all, not at all destroyed. We are understanding the concept of destruction. So what is Ayuvuna Enna? What is destruction? Destruction means, suppose in our language, destruction when the rites happen, what happened? We call it destruction. In our understanding, they destroyed everything means, because they really made the usable things, enjoyable things, unenjoyable, unusable, waste. That is what we call destruction. In our day-to-day colloquial language. Actually speaking, there is only Nama Rupa Tyaga. Modification, change of name and form is actually death, destruction. And that is why it is called a relative destruction. There is no such thing called absolute, total destruction of anything. So this prana becomes one with the total prana. So this understanding, now help us, you started with the prana as the atma. Because there is I sense, without you, our knowledge, we do have aham buddhihi in the prana also. I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. When you say there is I sense in the prana. I'm not saying it's wrong to say that, but it has to be analyzed or understood actually. Actually, even though relatively in day-to-day life we can use, for vyavahara it is usable, but in absolute sense actually there is no. I is what? We need to understand what this I mean actually. I actually means what? That needs to be understood. But that is only way the I sense will be resolved. Only in resolving I sense, ahankara, not physically, no. Then you discover the freedom. Our aim is, our purpose is discovering freedom. Discovering the fullness. Discovering the limitlessness. And our freedom is actually only in resolving the ahankara. As long as ahankara is the ahankara, the essence is there. Essence itself is not a problem. You can't help having the essence in the body, mind and complex. But how are you going to resolve the I sense? How are you going to resolving I sense means you have to shift the I sense from the body, mind, and complex. Only then you can resolve it. And to resolve it, you should find where it can be resolved ultimately. So to discover that, to discover the ultimate truth, to resolve the I sense there, for which you have to shift it also from here. That is why this prakriya, this panchakosha prakriya is used here. Not simply to, okay, what is there? If I know this physical body and the total gross matter in the universe, All the gross forms are essentially one gross matter only. And they are of the nature of undergoing changes. They continue to exist in different physical forms. So also what happens is prana shakti is also samashti prana only. The energy is always one and a total cosmic energy. There is one and it assumes in obtaining in given physical body, it assumes the form of the physical form. And when in keeping the law of nature, when it has supposed to, the law determines the departure of it from the physical form, it departs and again it merges with the, it joins the total energy. There's no distinction whatsoever. It's typically like how the water evaporating from the ocean, going through so many things, different and flowing as rivers, again they join the ocean. But whenever the rivers join the ocean, one thing they can't help, they have to leave behind the Namarupa. They can't hold on to, oh no, I am the river. I am the river. With that notion, the water can never mix with that. Isn't it? The water joins, the Namarupa resolves. Namarupa goes. Name goes. Typically, the prana also joins. It can't say, no, the human form is not there. Similarly, it happens. So, this understanding also, what is prana? But I am still, I have this aham buddhi here also. Now it will help you, what now? This abhimana will slowly reduce. Prana, atma, abhimana will reduce. It will not be given up totally. This identity with the prana, pranamayaha, will slowly reduce. Then what now? I told you earlier, ahankara becomes much thinner. Then you understand, then Upanishad slowly says, come on. Not only you have resolved the veshti prana in samashti prana, not only you have resolved the veshti sthula shariram, sthula annamaya atma, annamaya deha in samashti, sthula bhuta prapancha, you have not resolved the total gross matter, just this individual gross body. Now you can resolve what? The whole total gross matter in total subtle energy. Virat can be resolved, it's all cognitively only. Because every, like how you say, entire ocean is water, you can say all the gross forms are nothing but energy, filled with energy. You get it? It's another way of, slowly you have to come out. You resolve the total samashti virat, samashti sthula prapancha in the vyashti, samashti sukshma prapancha. This upasana means is only just paying attention to the fact and seeing, dwelling upon. Again and again, thinking about this fact will help you reduce your deha abhimana and prana deha abhimana, pranamaya abhimana, annamaya abhimana. Then the ahankara will become. That is how the more you give up abhimana with the deha and prana, then ahankara become much thinner. I am the body means very huge ahankara. I am the prana means little thin ahankara. Now you shift the eye sense from the prana also, then become much thinner. If your identity is with some thin thing, subtler thing, thinner ahankara. Then totally you cannot play, completely take away the eye sense from everything. Then ahankara resolved in Brahman means then you are fullness. Understand why? Have you answered a question or not? So what if matter is that? The doubt goes or not? Because the very purpose why Upanishad is presenting this. It sounds very simple. Oh, it's all very simple. We understand this, but we are not doing it. We understand, but we should reflect in understanding, should reflect in our day-to-day life. It helps you to understand that. Okay. Pranam deva anupranati.
Pranam deva anupranati.
Manushya pashavaschaye.
Manushya pashavaschaye.
Actually, this Upanishad also you have to memorize. What I want to put it with all forums. Prano hi bhuta namayuhu.
Prano hi
bhuta namayuhu. Tasmat sarva yushamuchyate.
Tasmat sarva yushamuchyate.
Sarvamevata ayuryanti.
Sarvamevata ayuryanti.
Sarvam eva te ayuhu yanti. Te sarvameva ayuhu yanti. They attain full span of life. Total span of life. They will not die young. They will not lose the lifespan. Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Ye pranam brahmopasate.
Pranam brahmopasate.
Pranam brahmopasate.
Prano hi bhu. Again Upanishad repeats. Whenever the glorification comes, the Upanishad repeats. Prano hi bhuta namayuhu.
Prano hi bhuta namayuhu.
Longevity of life of every physical form, all the physical forms, is nothing but prana. Longevity of life itself is prana only, shakti only. Tasmat sarvayushamuchyata iti.
Tasmat sarvayushamuchyata iti.
Tasmat sarvayushamuchyata miti.
Tasmat sarvayushamuchyata iti.
So, tasmat sarva ayusham uchyate. Therefore, prana is said to be sarva ayusham, the life and longevity of life of all the beings. Iti indicates the end of the Rig Mantra. The Rig Mantra ends here. Now, Taittiriya Upanishad now talks. Tasesha eva sharira atma.
Tasesha eva sharira atma.
Okay, now here again, before we go to this line, you have to remember these five features. I don't need to repeat it. Important thing is what now? Now, this pranamayaha is not the atma. Or you can say, Atma is not the Pranamayaha. Therefore, what now? Pranamayaha, now you can say, is a Koshaha. Why it is not Pranamayaha? Atma is, Pranamayaha is not the Atma. Because Pranamayaha is a product. Samashti is a product of the Samashti Prana. Therefore, because it is a product, Pranamayaha is not the Atma. Why we have understood Atma is only the cause of everything. Atma is the uncaused, causeless cause of everything, uncreated. Therefore it is a beginningless one. Therefore beginningless, endless, uncaused cause, causeless cause of everything cannot be the product or cause of, cannot be the product. Therefore, Atma is not the Pranamaya is not the Atma, first level, first step. If it is not the Anatma, what is it then? It's Anatma. Opposite is what? Non-self. It is not the self, it is the self, a non-self, Anatma. So anything anatma is what definitely effect only, karyam only. If it is a karyam, what is a karyam? Any effect is nothing but name and form. Added name and form. Any effect is what? Name and form. So name and form means what? Mithya. Mithya means what? It has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, it has only dependent existence. If it has no, anything which has no independent existence of its own is as good as non-existent. Therefore, what is this now? Pranamaya is the Atma, but Atma is not the Pranamaya. We do not know still what Atma is. Therefore, now what is the Atma now? So Pranamaya is not the Atma, therefore what you have to say, I am not the Pranamayaha. No, Pranamayaha is not the Atma, but Koshaha. Got it? Koshaha. Now he says, Tasseisha eva sharira atma. Yavpurvasya. Now he is Yaha purva Yaha. This prana, he says, Purvasya. Purvasya means what now? That which was before. What was before? What was said earlier? Annamayaha dehaha. Isn't it? Annamayaha dehasya. Purvasya means annamaya dehasya. Tasya. That physical body which has been mentioned earlier, that is what now? Eshaha eva sharira atma. Ever this pranamaya is the said to be sharira atma. And annamaya is what now? Shariram. Annamayaha dehaha is what now? Shariram. And pranamayaha is shariri. Shariri means that which indwells the shariram is called shariri. Pranamayaha is dehaha. Annamayaha is dehaha. Pranamayaha is dehi. Annamayaha shariram. Pranamayaha shariri. Annamayaha dehaha. Pranamayaha dehi. Sharira atma. Is it clear now? Indweller. That is what I want to say. Indweller. Now he says, Tasmadva. Yetasmat pranamayat. Anyantara atma manomayaha. Anyantara atma manomayaha. So he says, Tasmat va etasmat pranamayat. Now this pranamayaha, which is the shariri, which is the dehi, which indwells the deha, the shariram, the annamayaha, is what now? Now is not the atma. Why it is not? Pranamayaha is not the atma. Pranamayat anyaha antaraha atma manomayaha. There is something, isn't it? Anyaha. There is another one which indwells. Okay, atma. Which is what now? Which is interior to even the prana. Another one. Anyaha antaraha atma. What is called now? What is it called? Manomayaha. There is now. Now who, what now? First we took the deh annamaya as the atma, then we negate as annamaya as kosha. Then to negate the annamaya as kosha, we took pranamaya as the atma. then now we have negated the pranamaya also as the kosha. Why? Because Upanishad says, now manomaya is the atma. Two, now why Upanishad negates? Why it presents the, it helps you to negate, see the fact. Upanishad makes you see the fact and helps you to resolve the at every level, the individual body, it helps you resolve in the total gross matter, prana in the total prana. By resolving it, what does it help you to do? What does it do to you? What it helps you to shift your aham buddhi. You cannot shift overnight. It will help you dwelling upon it again and again will shift your aham buddhi from I sense from the body, mind, sense complex. To thin your ahankara, to give up the dehatma buddhi. You have to say dehatma abhimana, deha abhimana, prana abhimana nivrityartham, ahankara, ahankara nivrityartham. Now this is done. What is the purpose? What is there for me? So what? By understanding what do I gain means what? You will not think I am the body. You will not take this material body as the I. That is the purpose. Got it? Because people ask me, that's why I'm answering this question. So manomayaha tenaisha purnaha. Now again same way. Now physical body was the container and then prana was the content. So prana being subtle, it assumed the form of the physical body. Now we say, and prana assumed the physical form, indwelling the physical form. Now mind also is much subtler, is it? Entity, mind also, much subtler substance. Therefore we say what now? This mind also assumes the form of the its container. Understand now? Mind also assumes what now? Physical body is the thing now. Mind also assumes the form of the physical body only. Why? Because it is the prana assumes the physical form, indwelling the physical form. Mind indwelling the prana, what now? It also assumes the physical form. So, tena yeshaha purnaha. Mind also pervades the entire pranas. And by pervading the pranas, what now? Mind also pervades the body. Only through pervading the prana, it pervades the body also. Purnaha. And saha va yeshaha purushavidha eva. And saha, okay, va, why va saha? Manomayaha. This manomaya atma. Now what is atma now for us? Now mind is the atma. Manomayaha is the atma. Mind also, when you say manomayaha, it reminds you of what? It is also a part of, a product of total mind. Samashti manaha. Samashti manaha also is what known as what? Hiranyagarbha only. Samashti manaha also is Hiranyagarbha. So individual mind is nothing but what now? Part of the total mind. He says, tena yeshaha purnaha means this mind pervades the total prana. This entire prana, vyashti prana, vyashti manaha pervades the vyashti prana. Then vyashti manaha assumes the form of the prana. Ultimately, the mind assumes the form of the physical body only. Mind has no form of its own. In what form does the mind exist? Filling, pervading the prana. Through the prana, pervade energy, it pervading the entire physical body. Mind also is in which form? physical form only. But you can't see, the mind has no form of its own. So, Purusha Vidha Eva.
Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam. Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha. Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha.
So, Purusha Vidhatam. Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha. And I am Anu Purusha Vidaha. Again, same thing. Anu means again for in keeping with. Anu Purusha Vidaha means what? Again, this mind all. The same way.
Tasya Purusha Vidatam Savayesha Purusha Vidayeva. Tasya Purusha Vidatam Anvayam Purusha Vidaha.
All the three sentences repeat what? No one say one thing. The mind also. Much being much subtler than the energy also, pranas also. Mind pervades the pranas and mind assumes the form of the human body alone. Why? Because the prana assumes the human form. Mind also assumes the human form. Mind has no form of its own. Typically like the water in a bottle. As the bottle form. Okay. Now mind. When the mind comes, this mind also had to see the five features of the mind. And here Upanishad presents differently. It brings all the four Vedas.
Tasya yajuhu eva shiraha.
Why? Where? This is where, actually, this is the place where I'll stop and I'll do next class. Why? Because I have to talk to you some important lesson. In this context, Shankara talks about the perennial eternity of Vedas. Definitely, I would like to bring in the Shankara's thing here. How Vedas are perennially eternal. Vedanam Nityatva Pravaha or Pravaha Nityatvam. Pravaha Nityatvam means what? How they have been flowing perennially, eternally. Eternally they have been flowing down. Vedic wisdom. How? That means timelessness of Vedas he establishes. Timelessness of Vedas means, he talks about timelessness of the very knowledge. Veda means knowledge here, isn't it? No knowledge has time. It means knowledge also has no beginning, no end. But it keeps flowing. So that is, I'll explain next class, because it's a different topic. But one thing I want to say here, Upanishad says, let me tell the literal meaning today. Tasya yajuhu eva shiraha. So this mind, you have to imagine now, mind also what now? The head is what now? Tasya manomaya atmanaha. Manomayasya. Manomaya atmas, head is what now? Yajuhu. Yajurveda is like the head of the manomayaha. Mind. Then rig, why yajuhu shiraha? Because all the rituals, the Karmakanda rituals are mainly determined by the Yajurveda mantras only. Therefore, Yajureva Shiraha. Then, Rig Dakshina Pakshaha. The right side of this Manomaya Atma is what? Rigvedaha. Sama Uttara Pakshaha. This left side of this Manomaya Atma is Samaveda. What does it mean? Manomaya Atma has a head which is Rigveda, Yajurveda, and Rigveda is right side and then Samaveda is left side. All these things need to be explained. I'm only telling literal meaning today, okay? Like, do it next class. Adesha Atma. Adesha means teaching. Teaching forms the teaching communication, isn't it? Teaching is the Adesha is the central portion of the Manomayatma. Then, Atharva Angirasaha Pucham Pratishtha. Atharva Veda. Angirasaha means what? Now, the Atharva Veda, which has the, which belongs to Atharva Rishi, Angiras Rishi Angiras, is said to be what now? The Pratishtha, the support. Now we have to understand these four Vedas represent knowledge. Four Vedas represent body of knowledge. Where is knowledge? All knowledge. Four Vedas stand for all knowledge. And knowledge, where is the knowledge? In the form of a thought. Knowledge is not in the form of a hand, no finger, nail, hair, skin, teeth, and all that. Knowledge is all in the form of a thought only. Knowledge of anything is in the form of a thought. I take every class, I tell this. Antahkarna vrittihi. And all these vrittis constitute the mind. Therefore, knowledge, mind is said. Now, so we want to see. Therefore, okay. See, therefore, manomaya atma, this mind is the atma. I am the mind. Mind is the atma that we have, that notion. Already, I sense is very strongly rooted in the mind. I am sad. I am upset. I am not in a good mood. I am very angry. When you say, where are you? What are you? No? Isn't it? I am angry. I am upset. I am sad. I am depressed. I am dejected. Isn't it? I feel low. Hi, whatever you feel, okay? That's all what? No. I is strongly having a nice chair and sitting there, in the mind only. Simhasana, it has this, it's sitting there. Therefore, that is why Manomayaha is the Atma. Upanishad says, yes, yes, Manomayaha Atma. Now you understand, leave this physical body and the Pranamayaha, okay? Now you take, this is the Atma. Mind is the Atma. To make us feel very happy, appa. At least Upanishad also agrees. Nothing wrong in saying, I am angry, I am hungry. No. I am nothing wrong in saying, I am angry, I am sad, I am upset. You know, nothing wrong. Why? Because Upanishad says, Manomayaha Atma. Mind is the Atma. And this Manomaya Atma, this Yajurveda is like the head. Yajurveda is like the head. Rigveda is like the right side of this Manomaya Atma, and left side of the Manomaya Atma is this Samaveda. The Adesha forms the central portion of the Manomaya, and Puccham, the support, is what now? Angirasaha Atharva Veda becomes the support. Therefore, Tadapyesha Shlokaha Bhavati. And that, regarding that mind, there is a Rig Mantra. Upanishad quotes, I don't know, Yajurveda Mantra, quotes Rig Veda Mantra. I will also teach you meditation also. It makes us see something. But much subtler. Is much subtler thing. So why it is connecting the Vedas to the mind? Because every Veda is manifest knowledge. In fact, manifest, in the manifest, it's a revealed knowledge. Every Veda is what? Revealed knowledge. Revealed knowledge means it is not the product of human intellect. Apaurusheyam. Apaurusheyam means it is not the product of human intellect. Therefore, we say that knowledge as what? No, source of all forms of knowledge. We'll understand very clearly later why Veda is used here. And any knowledge is what now? In the form of a thought only. But here, what is that? What is this mind? Mind is a thought. Thoughts constitute the mind. A thought is actually manifest knowledge, revealed knowledge, manifest knowledge. Every thought is a manifest knowledge. Thought itself, when analyze just the thoughts. The thought expressed is a word. That's why any word is also what now? Expression of knowledge. Expressed knowledge is a word. Unexpressed knowledge is a thought. Manifest knowledge is a thought. Thought is a manifest knowledge, but still what? Unexpressed knowledge. But manifest knowledge becomes expressed knowledge that is written or spoken. You have to see only this much. What else? Why word is knowledge. Even if rubbish comes out also is what? No. Manifest, expressed knowledge. Written, what about written? Written also is word, spoken also is word. Word, shabdaha. Padam, shabdaha is expressed thought. Thought is manifest knowledge. Expressed thought is expressed knowledge. And now thought is manifest knowledge. Therefore, now what about the Veda? Veda also, Veda words of the Veda is also what? A storehouse of knowledge only. Every word is what now? Knowledge. Word is knowledge. That is why in Sanskrit, in India, even a newspaper cut and thrown, some simple papers, we put it, dirty paper in a ditch, you put like, we walk like this. We can't walk on the paper. Because manifest not just Saraswati, Bhagavan for us. Therefore, these words, okay, this knowledge, where does it become manifest? Now what you have understood? Word is expressed knowledge, written or spoken. Expressed knowledge is a manifest knowledge. Unmanifest knowledge cannot be expressed. And manifest knowledge is the thought. Is it clear now? Manifest knowledge is unexpressed word, or you can say what? Manifest knowledge is a thought. I got it. Is it clear now? Now, what is this thought? Therefore, you can say unmanifest. The manifest knowledge is unexpressed word. Therefore, this knowledge, where has it become manifest? This thought, this manifest knowledge is manifest, no? Where is it manifesting from? Where does it manifest from? No, I'm saying mind is a thought. All the thoughts together constitute the mind. So, what is mind? Many thoughts together constitute the mind. So where does each thought which forms part of the mind rise from? Now we go on the question.
instead of saying directly, thoughts rise from here, Upanishad says differently.
Yato vacho nivartante.
Where do these thoughts rise from?
Okay. Yato vacho nivartante. Apraapya manasa saha. Anandam brahmano vidvan. Nabibheti. Kadachaneti. Tasisha eva. Sharira atma. Yah purvasya.
Nabibheti kadachaneti. Nabibheti kadachana iti. There ends the Rig Mantra. The Rig Mantra begins from Yato Vacho and ends iti. From there ends. Okay, this is very, because now we have come to mind, this Manomayatma completely start next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.